Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you very much, Mr. Special Rapporteur, for your proposals. And I hope that we will have time in the second part to discuss the three proposals. So thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished panelists, for the opportunity to speak here on behalf of the International Organization of Employers, representing the voice of businesses worldwide. Today, I'm here to talk about the essential role of the private sector in financing for development and advancing human rights for all through multi-stakeholder and public-private partnerships. The global challenges we face today, as you mentioned, Special Rapporteur, poverty, inequality, environmental degradation, require financing at an unprecedented scale, and we have an agreement on that. The private sector plays a vital role in mobilizing the resources needed to meet these challenges sustainably. Businesses are not only investors, they are also drivers of employment, innovation, and economic growth, all of which are foundational to upholding human rights and fostering resilience. From a business perspective, financing for development aligned with human rights is actually an investment in both social and economic stability. Development financing that targets human rights creates a robust foundation for businesses to thrive and expand. Now, this translates into new opportunities for job creation, skill building, and access to markets, all essential for long-term growth and profitability. At its core, business investments contribute to financial inclusion, infrastructure development, and community resilience, directly benefiting the people most in need. Now, development finance institutions, DFIs, play a complementary role by funding socially responsible investments that reach underserved communities and by ensuring that businesses benefiting from DFI support upholds human rights. Responsible business conduct is a guiding principle for financing that promotes sustainable development. The IOE and its employers' federations actively promote, actually, responsible business conduct and the UN Guiding Principles on Business and Human Rights, supporting SMEs and fostering sustainable business practices. Initiatives like the Tech at Work, a partnership with Microsoft, demonstrates how development financing can bridge the digital divide by equipping people in developing economies with digital skills. Now, by fostering digital empowerment, Tech at Work enables underserved communities to access job opportunities and business pathways, thereby addressing economic inequalities. This initiative, launched in Senegal, DRC, Ivory Coast, Lesotho, and recently in Uganda, not only creates immediate job opportunities, but also enhances economic inclusion and prepares a resilient, future-ready workforce. We understand that development financing is most effective when it is inclusive, accountable, and strategically targeted. At IOE, we see multi-stakeholder partnerships as essential in ensuring that financial resources go to the most impactful projects and directly where they are most needed. Businesses bring agility, innovation, and practical know-how to partnerships. And when combined with public funding and civil society's social insights and DFI support, such partnerships can address systemic issues like poverty, education, and social inclusion. It is through these partnerships that businesses can work in collaboration with governments, DFIs, civil society organizations, and local communities to address development challenges collectively. And it is through these partnerships that businesses can leverage their resources, expertise, and networks to support initiatives that promote inclusive development, such as infrastructure projects, education and healthcare programs, and community development projects. Businesses actually cannot advance sustainable financing for development alone. They require, as you mentioned, Special Rapporteur, an enabling environment created by states. To maximize the impact of development financing, states must address the root causes of decent work deficits, such as informality, lack of government, limited access to social protections, and poverty. By addressing these systemic issues, states help to create the stability that businesses need to make long-term investments in sustainable development. Preconditions such as legal certainty, strong institutions, and clear regulatory frameworks are actually essential. Financing for development also calls for responsible business conduct, of course, especially in emerging markets where economic growth and social protections are still developing. Encouraged by the IOE, responsible business practices supported by sound financing strategies enable businesses to promote human rights and sustainable development without compromising profitability. To support businesses in their efforts, states should avoid shifting own duty to protect onto the private sector. Businesses are partners in development, and they require support to continue driving sustainable change. So in closing, financing for development that integrates human rights is a shared responsibility, one that requires commitment from all stakeholders. Businesses cannot succeed without society, and the society relies on a thriving private sector to provide jobs, innovations, and economic security. Our governments play a crucial role in creating an enabling environment that supports responsible business practices and upholds human rights. The right to development is a collective endeavor, and effective partnerships among governments, DFIs, businesses, and civil society are key to making any private initiative sustainable in the long term. The IOE stands ready to continue working with all its partners to ensure the financing for development can advance human rights in ways that are effective, practical, and responsive to local needs and contexts. Thank you very much for your attention, and I stand ready to answer any questions from the floor or from the panelists in the second part of the discussion. Thank you.